Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to start simulcasting the syndicated radio show in the balance of this hour and the third and fourth hour with Alan Watt coming up the next segment. So PrisonPlanet.tv members, go there and start your engines if you want to watch live here as we go over the news and video clips and interview Alan Watt. We were just talking to David in Arizona about how we will move shortwave frequencies in the summer, in the winter, and Voice of America follows us. This tone follows us. And we know that Mount Weather and a few other big Pentagon COG bases are the ones that run these international metric time code systems, is the way it's described. And so they just tune over to us and blast the tone and bongs and everything else and beeps. And they'll also run Morse code over us. North Korea runs over us. The Communist Chinese run over us. And WWCR has these frequencies worldwide. They're one of the biggest shortwave outfits out there. It's just all part of the harassment. But anything else, David?
Yeah, I want to get to one other thing real quick. But on the shortwave, I mean, you're absolutely right. Because every time you move, it's like they follow you. You know, and it's just, I hope you just realize for all of us that are off the grid how important it is to keep your shortwave going. I mean, I know so many people are on the net now, and that's probably most of the new listeners and everything you've got are all, you know, over the net in one way or another. But there is a lot of us out there, Alex. So I just hope that somehow you keep the shortwave going.
We don't pay for our AM and FM stations. I've got a few that have asked for help here and there. We've helped out a little bit who've been long-time supporters of the show, but 90%+ of our affiliates. We got three more this week, in fact, and I lost the list of the new affiliates. Will you guys print that again? I want to plug those coming up. Three new affiliates this week. Wow. But the shortwave does not pay for itself. We do pay for that. It's $10,000 a month, and which is a good price from WWCR. They carry 8 hours a day. But that's why I've got to constantly sell books, videos, T-shirts, materials to pay for internet bandwidth, shortwave, and because it's all about getting the message out. And plus, when you get books and videos, it wakes you up more. You give it to others, it wakes them up. So it's a symbiotic relationship, but that's why I'm always, every hour, sponsors, videos, books, because we got a big nut to crack. Thank God we've expanded the audience enough to be able to pay for everything, but we are on a mission here. So God bless you. I appreciate your call, David. I know how important the WWCR 8 hours a day is. And I called WWCR about 6 months ago and said, look, I'm going to have to dump nighttime. I was paying even more. I said, I can't pay for this. And they said, look, we'll just give you a huge discount. And they told me I'm their number one most popular show on WWCR. I mean, that's where Marlon Maddox pretty much got his start. And God bless him, a powerful radio show. But we could do so much more if we weren't paying $120,000 a year for that. I mean, that's, think about the amount of money. That's like, I live in a pretty nice house, drive a decent car, but those payments are nothing. I spend a tiny amount of the money that comes in on myself. We need to be comfortable. We need to be able to take care of my family. We got some money saved in case we get sued or attacked or the whole economy shuts down so we can operate for 6 months. We got 6 months of operating capital. But we tried to be good stewards here. But I just look at the amount of money we pump, $400,000 in IT and bandwidth. And I just upped that. We're building a giant social networking / video audio. You know, got a really top company in Austin developing it. I'm finally not procrastinating on that. I keep saying I'm not going to have to sue the city of Austin about this building project. They are harassing us. They are holding us up for now 6+ months at every turn. I'm going to have to do something to Austin trying to build our studio. They just come in, harass us, say we can build this, then we can't, then hold up every little thing for months. But we're trying to move forward. We're trying to expand. We're trying to do more. We're trying to do everything we can. And, I mean, you know, what do I do about this Southern Poverty Law Center saying I made Plaplowski kill people? Total defamation. I don't have time to sue them. What do I do about the city of Austin holding up my building project? It's just at every front, we're under attack. We're being hacked. We're being jammed. We're being everything.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready. Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list. So long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com. Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com. Hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For the next hour and 52 minutes, Alan Watt of Cutting Through the Matrix is going to be joining us to cover a host of issues. The economy, the New World Order, the police state, the media mind control, the awakening that's happening. But a caller called in the last segment and was talking about how he listens to me on Global Shortwave. We've been on Shortwave 13 years, and we're on 8 hours a day, the live four-hour show, and then re-aired, 9 Central p.m. to 1 a.m. on WWCR, the best shortwave outfit here in the U.S., 100,000 watts, really great folks, and how we're jammed by Voice of America. They follow us when we change frequencies, by the communist Chinese, by North Korean radio, and by government tones. And it's the government that broadcasts these tones. That's what the shortwave experts have told us, because the government admits they put out these time tones and Morse code. And the government always requests to be right next to us, and they bleed over. And I've had discussions with WWCR over the years. They go, yeah, we agree to change frequencies, then they move wherever you're at. Time changes, they move. They have people that fire up on shortwave and attack me and lie about me and play music over us. And we get hack attacks of all different types, you name it. But another example of tyranny is zoning. Almost a year ago, I signed the lease for the thousands of square feet next to this office. And it's a warehouse in an area of Austin where you can basically do whatever you want. It's a standard building, standard thing we're building. They keep coming in and nickel and diming, saying change this, change that. You got to put in another firewall here. When they don't make the other people in the same complex, the exact same buildings, do it. And they do what they want. They do what they want. In Austin, they harass everybody. But they're really harassing us. Here's the Austin American Statesman on this. Appeals court sides with South Congress Cafe in city lawsuit. The cafe wanted to build a little deck on their own property, and the city of Austin made them make $200,000 of improvements. Then they said, you know what? We've changed our mind. You can't even build that. Now they've spent hundreds of thousands in the appeals process. The city of Austin's spending hundreds of thousands, and now it's going to go to the Supreme Court over a wooden deck at a restaurant. I guess they didn't make the right payoffs in the city. Suit against the city of Austin over banned deck, likely headed to a jury trial, attorneys say, and if that doesn't work, it will go on to the Supreme Court. Looks like a jury will decide whether South Austin Cafe has to tear down its deck, which they got approved, and they said, no, you can't. On Thursday, a state appeals court sided with the cafe's owners, ruling that a lower court did not give South Congress Cafe a proper hearing before siding with the city, which contends the deck was built illegally and should be torn down. And they go through the whole story of how what Trudy's did, how they had approval in writing, how they made hundreds of thousands of dollars of changes to do this. And this is feudalism. In ancient Europe, you couldn't plant onions unless you had an authorization. Serfs couldn't own a knife with a pointed end. They would take serfs who were allowed to, say, have a sheepdog to guard the local noble's sheep, but they would cut off several of the paw digits so that the dog couldn't hunt the king's game. Deer, stags. They had prima noctu, where they were allowed to have sex with your wife on your wedding night as a system of control. I mean, and I tell you who's an expert on this is Alan Watt. Let's get into zoning first, Alan, and how it's all written by the United Nations. You know this, but break it down for folks. It's just, I know you go through a lot of harassment and hacking and attacks as well, which is the signet or the certification that you're the real deal.
Mm-hmm. I had three websites went down last week, and one of them was a transfer from one file to another on the server side, and they lost the last 30 shows. So it's really harassment because they know the feed I'm on with satellite uploads. They know they take time to upload all this stuff again. It's constant harassment you get with this kind of thing. And
Alan, your audio is breaking up a bit. Can you turn your audio up?
Yes. How's that?
That's better.
Yeah, just the satellite too. Satellite. I'm on ExploreNet, which is a division, a subdivision of ViaSat, which is also a subdivision of Hughes Corporation, the military industrial boys. And they have admitted to me that they've got me on a lock for uploads. So they claim I'm using too much bandwidth and so on. They said they kick me in every 10 minutes, and I've got to wait 10 minutes before I can reset it and upload again. It's nothing but constant harassment.
And I talked to you about this. Even though you're paying for the bandwidth, they just won't give it to you.
They won't give it to me, and I'm paying for high speed, supposedly, and often it goes down to the price speed of dial-up. Yeah.
Amazing. But zoning itself being used globally, we have the same zoning laws in the U.S. you have in Canada, the same in Europe, the same in Australia. Under the green legislation, they're really accelerating that.
Yes, they've had it actually for years. We don't realize that for the last 15 to 20 years, every zoning law to do with plumbing, septic, electrical, building codes of all kinds have all come via the United Nations Department. The UN is a copy of your own federal government, only it's designed to handle the whole world federal government. And they have a department to do with building codes and all that. And I've got this from town planners, one in Cincinnati, other ones in the U.S. states, who are the head planners for the cities. They've told me, and they've written to me, getting a lot of information on this. All of this coming from the United Nations, and they're really pushing now. They've set divisions within each country to go around and inspect premises on top of your local building inspector's code. So they're enforcing these world standard codes everywhere. Yeah.
And it gets worse and worse and worse and worse, and there's this entire criminal class. Did you see the big Canadian study that the BBC covered where they did tests of people that are self-professed environmentalists, and they're six times more likely to steal. They hate their fellow man. They're greedy, parasitic control freaks on average. Did you see that study that came out 2 days ago, A, and B, what's your take on it?
Yes, because you'd understand the mentality of the people who join what are called fringe groups. It's a science in itself, because communism understands that all the big movements understand that the people they go for, who they target, generally on their fringe, they put a personal chip on their shoulder, and they submerge themselves. They actually hate themselves in a sense, but they'll submerge themselves, lose their individual identity within the big group, and then they become devoted, fanatical followers. But you're right, they're not stable to begin with, the ones who join the big groups. And there's a lot of university books out there on this particular subject. It's a science which is used, but they're used en masse for the big boys to get their agendas through. So you're quite right, yeah.
Well, Alan, so much is going on in the world. Iceland has said no to the banks. Greece is getting ready to say no to their takeover. They want to launch new wars with Iran. And the brainwashing is really intensifying. They're now proposing drugging children before they get depressed. I mean, it seems like they're really pulling out all the stops.
This is the whole Brave New World scenario. It's been planned well over 100 years ago. The science of the mind is the most important science of all. And the big boys have the real histories and archives of controlling whole continents and empires of people. They understand how we tick. And they're going the whole way now to the age of austerity, which means basically teaching us to be poor and happy at the same time. And they've discussed all the ways they can actually keep us happy and poor, because I said the last night on my show, we can be dressed in rags, but as long as you've got that little iPod there or your little cell phone and give you cheap entertainment, they keep us going for years this way as we're taken down. This has all been discussed at the think tanks at the top.
And, of course, then your iPhone or your cell phone is your little personal computer that tracks your location, everything you're going, you know, all the places you're traveling to.
Your iPhone actually is also your main ID. And so that's becoming the ID. Google has said itself within about 2 or 3 years they'll phase out the computer as we know it. And you might have monitors, but you'll plug your iPhone in, and that'll be your personal computer that goes everywhere with you. They'll do all your banking through it. They can monitor everything that you personally are transacting, and all your emails, and et cetera. This is the agenda. Then, of course, the big one is the cloud. They're going to do away with computers, with personal hard drives. You won't need it, they'll tell you. We'll keep all your data up there in the cloud for it, and you can access it anytime you want if you're a good boy or girl, because it's going to be used with for punishment as well as reward.
That's right. The new Internet 2, you will have a subdomain with another big company. Cloud computing is where it's all going. They're building the infrastructure so that you can't use servers or even CDNs. You'll have to be in the cloud, and so computers won't even be designed. You won't be able to buy computers, basically, where you save your own data, because they won't be able to interface with the new cybersecurity global rules. You'll have to be in the cloud. Then they have all your data, all your photos, all your videos, all your banking data. And if you're not a good globalist, they're just going to turn it off. And they're saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be used for punishment and reward. Everything in society, if you don't realize this, that even money itself is used as punishment and reward. It's very Pavlovian. And the same with your entertainment. But once they make it mandatory that all transactions must go through electronic transactions, through your iPhone, and that's coming. There's so many articles out even today about that coming up from the mainstream bank. Then they can literally, as Bertrand Russell said 60 or 70 years ago, eventually they'll use a credit system. And if you are antisocial, that's a big word now across the world, especially in Britain, you're antisocial. If you're antisocial and you're not part of the communitarianism project, then they'll cut you off as a punishment until you toe the line.
Alan, stay there. When we come back, I want to get into social behavior, as they call it, where if you're rude or if you don't accept what the government's saying or you don't volunteer, you're a criminal, and they have these databases even on children all over the world now where, your data stream shows you might be mentally ill or you might be predisposed to be a criminal later. We're going to force drug you. We'll be right back with Alan Watts. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
We are back live. Alan Watt is our guest. Your phone calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Alan's one of those few guests we can get on to talk about basically any subject. I have read hundreds and hundreds of books written by the globalists. I have read thousands of their own documents, tens of thousands of news articles, their white papers. And so that's why when I get Alan Watt on, I know he knows what he's talking about. Because he knows the exact same info I know, but from sometimes a different perspective and his own way of delivering it. And so I've been asking some of the questions here. I want him to get into whatever he thinks is most important and news that's happened lately and things that are developing and where he sees the world, what he thinks of these shootings and at the Pentagon and the kamikaze attack and calls for censoring the web, but you were getting into antisocial behavior. They now call taking a photo of your child in the U.S. or in England at a park antisocial pedophilia. They're arresting people who take photos of their daughters in bikinis in their own pool. That's now illegal, though there's not a law. They're now demonizing, it's political correctness into every level where they're just coming after the citizenry. So, Alan Watt, continue along those lines.
Yeah, this is the Fabian technique that was also used in the Soviet system, where they believe that through scientific alteration of the mind itself, through different techniques, they can create the type of person they want. And as a form of political correctness, now they tried it out extensively in China. China was the prototype model after the Soviet Union for this more advanced form of collectivism, where everyone thinks the same, says the same things, behaves the same way, even sometimes dresses the same way, depends on the era. But they had two men working at the United Nations who dreamed up the idea to test out on China using social approval and social disapproval. And what they did, they studied the cultural history of the Chinese, and they found out that traditionally, with certain objectives in mind, depopulation was one. And traditionally, China had often, very often as a matter of its culture, had killed off newborn children, especially females, if they didn't need so many type of thing. And they thought, how can we bring this into the new system where we really drastically reduce their population? They actually encouraged that, as you know, and they brought in the one-child-per-family policy. Initially, and the guys at the UN said this in one of their own statements recently, they said initially the militia had to come to drag women to the abortion clinics if they had a second pregnancy. Now they've trained the public that the neighbors themselves will drag the woman in to the clinic because they consider it as antisocial to have a second child. You're robbing the food from someone else's mouth type of thing. You're not collective enough. And get really angry, they'll do it. You can
and that's what the phony environmental movement is all about, is teaching us the pie doesn't grow, rising tides don't raise all ships. Anyone doing well is your enemy, and so you need to get into the collectivist model. And once we have collectivist health care, then we've got to tax what you eat and do, because we're all paying for it. And this is the nasty trick that the collectivist paradigm uses.
Yeah, as I say, it's called social approval and disapproval. And in China, the two guys, it was such a success. These guys dreamed up, these two neuroscientists, they dreamed up this idea. They said it was such a success that they then turned, they were the guys who brought in the United Nations war on smoking. And they trained the children at school to have Pavlovian responses if they saw anyone light up a cigarette 20 feet away. And I've witnessed that myself. They go into a sort of paroxysm, a spasm of coughing and waving their hands at 20 feet away. That's Pavlovian response.
Oh, yeah. Alan, I have trouble with smoking. I start it. I stop it. I've got a real problem with tobacco. And I was out at Port Aransas. My wife and kids are inside eating. I don't smoke anywhere near them a few weeks ago. And I fell off the wagon and was smoking cigarettes. And I went out on the back deck and fired up a cigarette, and a woman in the parking lot, no exaggeration, had to be 40 feet away. I just lit the cigarette, and she starts waving her hands, coughing, and freaking out, and runs over and says, "Your cigarette is hurting me." I mean, this is a control freak. And I said, "Hey, lady, you know, don't worry, your police state's taking over. Don't worry." But I said, enjoy the fluoride they put in your water. Enjoy the mercury in your shots. I bet you don't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of got mad and ran off.
Yeah, meanwhile, she's being sprayed every day from the aircraft, and she doesn't even notice it.
And the GMO food sterilizes all the rats they feed, but she likes that.
She likes that, too, and also brings down the population by cancers of the stomach and elsewhere. But getting back to social approval, the same two guys at the United Nations said it was such a success with their no second child policy that they introduced, and they run it. They really worked out the mechanism for it, for social approval, disapproval. Then the anti-smoking law. Then the same two guys came out and boasted they're using it now on the war on obesity. Now in Britain, they've already started to weigh your children at school.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. And yeah, then if you're 1 pound overweight, they'll take your kids, but they'll use some example of an 800-pound woman.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's hundreds of different ways that the establishment conditions us to be tattletales, to hate our fellow man. The torture porn in the movies, all the violence, the conditioning, the dividing us into all these different groups along race, religion, sex. But look at Europe. They say, we're going to ban Nazi websites. Oh, sounds reasonable to some, you know, Nazis are bad. Then they've got the precedent set, and now, oh, you can't criticize the EU. You can't criticize GMO food. You can't criticize the town council. Now the White House says you can't criticize groups. And so once they set the precedent there, they expand it. They create the perception that guns are illegal with TV ads and billboards showing a picture of a revolver or a shotgun, legal almost everywhere, but a few cities like D.C. and Chicago. And they say, report illegal guns. And then your neighbor's ignorant. I see every few days articles where some old guy comes out with his rifle to go to the shooting range. Neighbors call the cops. They pull him over. They go ahead and arrest him. So it's all this perception with this dumbed down population. And now they're going into the next phase. Alan's talked a lot about this, and we're going to get more into how they're conditioning us, but then I want to get into contestants turn torturers in French TV experiment and how they're duplicating, give me a document cam shot, please, the Stanford prison experiment. And we're going to go over that experiment. In 71, a team of researchers led by psychology professor Philip Zimbardo at Stanford University, 24 undergraduates were selected out of 70 to play the roles of both guards and prisoners in a mock prison in the basement. And they told them that we're going to randomly torture them. They were told it was real. They hired actors. And they found that the vast majority would murder people and believe they were murdering. Well, now there's all these new Hollywood movies coming out about torture. I saw another one. I think I sent you the trailer. I think it's called The Final. In fact, pull up that. It's on YouTube. It's the top video right now. The Final. And, the kids that aren't cool, they capture 50 of the other cool kids, and they torture them and murder them, and it's a great good thing. So this is the massive conditioning. So when our neighbor's being drug away, we don't care if we're being drug away later, and our neighbor won't care when we're drug away because we're all being conditioned to it. Alan Watt.
Yes. In fact, there's a movie, a very good movie came out in Germany called The Experiment, and that was based on that particular experiment because we're doing it in other countries too. And it works the same way wherever they do it. People really who don't know themselves, and that's the old maxim from thousands of years ago, know thyself. If you don't know yourself, you immediately get submerged into role-playing and you adapt into the role. And sadomasochism takes over, actually, in prison guard society, between the prisoners and the wardens. And once the actors themselves, the people who take on these roles as prisoners, once they start talking back to the wardens literally react with anger. How dare you? You're subservient. We hate you because you're so compliant. You're on your knees. This is sadomasochistic behavior, and it's also used in the military. That's where they really got it from. When you join the military, the first thing they teach you is you're not a person anymore, an individual. You're part of the team. All that matters is the force.
Well, it's classic cult brainwashing. They shave your head, sleep deprivation. They torture you, and then you're no longer a maggot. Then you're now a human because you're part of our group, and that's your only identity. And now in the public schools, the terror attack drills where they tell the kids it's real. They tell them it's the gun owners that are doing this. It's the conservatives. It's the libertarians. It's the homeschoolers that are going to do this. That's why we had to torture you. That's why we've got to watch you with cameras in the bathroom. It's their fault. And it's like all these different syndromes, the Stockholm syndrome. They start loving their abuser. And take all the FEMA drills and police training and government. It's like in your role. And when they run terror attacks, they do it through a script. And so everything becomes role-playing. If you don't have your own identity, if you don't have your own moral compass that was taught to you, you know, through your culture, don't trust the government, never snitch, stick together. Those were truly passed on ancient human attributes against tyranny. As they remove that, yuppies, you know, trendies, liberals, they're all in a role, and they play a role, and they're and it's like a three-year-old playing princess or playing cowboys and Indians. And I remember when I was 3 years old having a giant paradigm shift in my backyard when me and my friends were playing Batman and Robin, and I it clicked. I said, I'm playing a role. I'm not really Batman. And I had this paradigm understanding that everybody was playing roles, and then I never basically did it again. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly. And people really do become the role. When they get a job, they become their job. They tend to lose themselves as well. Mr. Postman actually becomes Mr. Postman. And same with Mr. Policeman. They get into this role, and they don't think like an ordinary individual would ever think again. They think more like a machine, the conditioned machines. Same with the military. But remember, too, we're run by experts at the top with unlimited financing, with thousands of think tanks working on every possible repercussion for their agenda at every stage. And they work out what reactions from the public will be. They have risen a generation on militarized video games, which were intended to desensitize the military from killing or turning on anyone they're told to turn on, including their own people if need be. And they've raised them with this. It's a very addictive. They know what they're doing. And these guys now are the real Johnny with a gun. They're wearing the uniforms, and when they're told to turn on their own people, they will do so.
Well,
this
they found...
Yeah.
Exactly. They found in World War One. Soldiers would shoot people 1,000 yards away, but over half of folks, unless they were fighting for their lives, wouldn't shoot somebody 20 feet away. By Vietnam, would pop up paper targets to habitualize instinctual shooting. They got it to where about 90% would pull the trigger up close. You know, you must heighten your killer instinct or you will be dead, Marine. Doom, the video game, was developed over 15 years ago by the Pentagon. We talked about this, and now they even use the PlayStation controller with the Predator drones, and they're actually hiring teenagers who have the top scores on these pilot programs that they now admit the Pentagon funded Microsoft. And I talked to a high-level former, he's actually a Hollywood producer who for 5 years worked at the highest levels of Microsoft, and it's all basically a Pentagon program to precondition. And it was like, what, 20 years ago they had the last Starfighter, put the science fiction thing where they put out these video games to find out who can beat the game. Then they land and say, you're now going to be part of the intergalactic starfighters. But instead of really working for aliens off-world that put these video games in, the Pentagon now admits they are literally getting the best robot pilots to now be in these trailers in Arizona or Nevada or New Mexico with drones 10,000 miles away, and they've been habitualized on very games designed to pre-program them.
Yeah, they also go through a very specialized testing for the ones who do that. And this was disclosed in a documentary in Britain where the U.S. nuclear subs are based at the Holyloch. And the commander of the base was asked how they select the two men aboard every sub who put the keys in together. They look at the little computers and so on. Everything's computerized, so the little figures and so on aren't just continents and aren't just people. They're just like cartoons to them. But he said we select the psychopathic types because they will do what they're told, and they will turn those keys and they will press those buttons when they're told to do so because they can't empathize with other people. So they actually have selective courses and tests to get the right people who to sit behind, as you say, in these trailers while they kill hundreds of people thousands of miles away that they never even see.
And they have drill after drill after drill. Now, people are asking, well, how do they know who is the best drone pilot? Well, now almost all the games are interactive, and so it's all on a database, and now the Microsoft Xbox, the PlayStation with Sony, all these companies admit it's got voice identification, infrared face scan. They're now going to add pain sensors to the games. Remember what, 20-plus years ago, that James Bond movie where they're global domination and they're playing the game and they're getting pain. When they get hit, this, again, it's all pre-programming, and they admit it. This is not our opinion.
That's right. People don't realize that the biggest corporations out there were all funded by the government agencies. And I'm talking about legitimate commercialized corporations. They bring up the guys like Gates to be the front men. They couldn't have competitors with different technologies giving it to the public. They have to make sure there's one. Remember their old saying through all the movies, there can be only one? Well, they make sure that they are the one, and they create these characters. They create real corporations.
And his father was Army Intelligence, the top board member on the eugenics organization, Planned Parenthood, and it's admitted that IBM gave it all to him so that they wouldn't have antitrust problems, and Microsoft is a fake spinoff of the eugenics corporation IBM.
Yes, and the Gates family took all the way back to Rockefeller because when he killed all the miners and the strike down the states, turned the militia loose on them, they sent in PR guys, and Gates' relative was one of the PR guys who created the new Rockefeller, the philanthropist, the man who cared about poor people. Yeah.
And now Bill Gates is giving free shots to the people in Africa, but then he gave a speech, and it's doublespeak to his people. That's why the audience laughed. The sickos laughed. We played the audio and video here just a month ago. And he says, we've got to get everybody's vaccine so we can cut the population by half. And everyone laughed and clapped. It was a sick psycho enjoyment. We're saying we're killing them out in the open, and they don't even see it. And it's, we're murdering. We have power. Trampling and being trampled. We're priests of power. We're pressing on the nerve, Watt.
Mm-hmm.
We count. We're mega-deathing. We're killing. We count.
And the thing is, too, they are super confident now because the public have never been so dumbed down, the general public, as they are today. with scientific means through media, all media, entertainment. And there's not a thing you can watch in entertainment that isn't full of predictive programming and messages and how you should behave and how you should feel about this and feel about that. You're given it all. And they've never had such a dumbed-down population with the inoculations as they have today. 30 injections before a child gets out of hospital after getting born. I mean, and then they're full of fluoride from then on. So we are really working on it less than half speed, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. And why do you think some individuals are predisposed to be resistant to this? Versus others that fall right into it. A lot of it's upbringing, genetics. But obviously the most aggressive anti-government, anti-tyranny group in the world were North Americans just because of the selection of who came here, the rebels, the criminals, the trailblazers. And so that's why we were the first to be fluoridated. We're the first to be targeted. And then we're the beta test. If they can do it to us, they can do it to anybody. And they really hate the Muslims because they've got their own, in those countries, kind of old world oppressive system in some ways. But that's, they say, one of their biggest threats because they won't allow in any of the Western control.
Mm-hmm. And the Muslims, too. You see, the whole world is almost standardized. The whole world is almost standardized. The Muslims have held out. They have an intact culture, and they're autonomous to an extent, too. They've traditionally never joined the world bankers. They've never traditionally they never used usury, so they can't get put into massive debt. And that's been changing since the late 1800s, but still there are holdouts there. They don't fit in with the globalized, standardized system. And that's what it's all about, is standardization of a world system across the entire globe. So anyone who won't go under will be bombed under and forced under or simply eradicated altogether. Yeah.
Continue.
Well, it's the same thing, too, with the oil and all the rest of it, too. We know it's just land grabs, it's mineral grabs, it's oil grabs. Not for our countries, because we don't have countries anymore, to be honest. We're run by internationalists, and we have been for a long, long time. But they're making sure that they have all these resources for themselves for 100 years, 200 years in the future. And I've read the Department of Defense's own projections for the next 50 years. They know, and they published it before the dollar bottomed out and the crash came. They said there would be financial crashes. They said there would be food shortages. There would be riots as they bring down the Western world. And 2010 to 2012 was around the starting date for the actual riots. Well, we've seen the riots break out in Greece and other countries. There's articles in the paper now they're expecting riots in the UK shortly.
Let's talk more about that, but let's go back. You made a big deal out of this in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
We realized it was a big deal. We wrote articles about it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You did it cutting through the Matrix.com. One and Guardian reported on it. We got the whole 100-page report, the British Ministry of Defense program, and they said we're going to financially collapse it into 2010. We're going to have flash mobs, riots, and they talk about how we are the enemy. They talk about using nuclear weapons or the neutron bombs.
Yeah.
If the people were to ever try to take back London or Ottawa or D.C., they will neutron bomb the population, and they just admit it. We're standing by with neutron bombs. They're public. We will kill you. And they say there's nothing you can do. We're going to poison you. We're going to sterilize you. And if you ever try to take a capital, we're going to neutron bomb you. I mean, this is and then so the cops, the military that serve this, and the bureaucrats, you're drinking deadly poison. You're being poisoned with GMO. Your sperm counts dropped 85%. You're becoming sterile. You're dying of cancer. And you will salute the government and take your five-year-old that died of cancer and bury him and then just salute the government. Thank you for killing my child. Thank you, New World Order. I like my petty psycho power, so I'm going to serve you straight to hell. Thank you. Yes, sir. I'm not strong enough to break my conditioning. I'm not strong enough to read where they say they'll neutron bomb us. I'm not strong enough to admit this is a psycho kill grid we're in. I'm going to submit. I love being a tyrant, so you go ahead and smash me.
And also that was followed, remember, from the Guardian and the Department of Defense for the UK and NATO, all NATO countries, followed immediately, a month later, by the United States military one, which was pretty well identical to the British one. So this is the world agenda, and it said the same thing will happen in the United States. So this all falls in again with Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, which is the century for change, planned change, of course. And they're already starting to smash down a lot of the suburbs around the urban areas, and Detroit and places like that. That's all part of the planning. Everyone's to get forced into the already overcrowded cities.
And they said that 20 years ago. They said, we'll get everybody dependent through the trilateral banking system, and then we're going to destroy half of the homes in the cities. And Detroit has announced they're going to destroy a third, and they're announcing massive new energy taxes, all designed to bankrupt us.
Yes, and also to you see, what we have to be managed for the next 50 years is to take the system down. And if you go to the Council on Foreign Relations' own website, you'll see that they've got think tanks on one of their sites, one of their links. The full-time think tanks from the CFR on all topics and subjects. But one of them is on the coming food strategies that have been working on this for over 15 years.
Let's break it down. Strategies. Let's break down their agenda, their enemy operation, how it's going to unfold. And again, I'm going to pull up the name of that British Ministry of Defense report on the next 10 years. I believe that's the headline. We're going to get that during the break and put it up on screen. If not, call Watson. He'll know the name. We'll be right back.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Almost exactly 3 years ago, in April of 2007, Revolution Flash Mobs and Brain Chips, a grim vision of the future. The governments will use neutron bombs on us. Somewhere between 2015, they believed that with their computer models, their predictive systems tracking human movements, that there will be desperate attempts as people know they're being poisoned, as they're being killed, as they find out it's the eugenics model, people will attempt primitively to take the capitals. The capitals are facades. It's the big underground NORAD bases, the continental government bases, Cheyenne Mountain, systems like that, systems out in Colorado Springs. But they will use neutron weapons on you. That's a nuke that doesn't destroy the cities. It just kills all life. It's a radiation burst weapon. They say you're going to have a brain chip to have a job, that people will have to accept it just to have a job. It's like, oh, it's free market. You don't have to be here, but you'll starve to death. They talk about flash mobs, how they're going to control us, their new world order, their world government. And you can read the 100-plus page report. They have a link to it in this article. And if it's not linked now, ask Watson. He can pull up the actual British Ministry of Defense report, U.S. government report. I mean, folks, I at a primitive level get excited and try to warn you. I mean, I'm a fellow human. I want freedom. I want to be happy. I want a good future. I want to build and work together and go to space. These control freaks don't. So Alan can calmly talk about it. He's a great guy. I mean, it's like we know these are mastermind criminals. We know what they're doing. We're not lying to you. And you need to check out what we're saying. And then no one in the government or the military or the police should serve these people. You're with us, the people, even if you think you're part of the system. Alan, isn't that the biggest trick? Is that people that serve the system feel like they're on the winning team?
It's a fact. It's also a technique and a science, and all in itself is called obedience to authority. The same technique they use in the military, you're part of the team, I'm too important to be discarded, that kind of stuff. And it's worked through the Soviet system, well tested, tried, lots of books written on it, obedience to authority. So, but what they don't realize is for instance, look at all the bureaucrats you have to take care of millions or billions of people. Once they've reduced the population, they won't need the bureaucrats, so they're next to go as well. You won't need all the cops out there or the military if you wipe out most of the planet. So what are they going? They won't keep you around as a pet, believe you me. These guys are all about economics and what seems to be appropriate at the time. And if they claim that you are eating up the resources that their future offspring, the elite's future offspring, will have for the next 1,000 years, they're going to get rid of you very quickly if they don't need you. Everyone is used in turn here. Every organization out there is used in turn. The communist organizations are all used in turn. The right-wingers as well. And they don't realize that they're all used in turn, all to serve and bring about the same agenda, which is simply the elite's survival. This goes back to the Darwinist philosophy. It's a whole philosophy to do with Darwinism, to do with eugenics, survival of the fittest. And whereas we can talk about psychopaths as being almost alien to our mentality from us, because they have no empathy for other people. They're very cunning. They're like cameras that watch and study you, emulate you, and are very good con men. But they feel nothing for you. Well, in the Darwinist philosophy, they are the natural successors to take over and rule the world and keep it for themselves. They believe that they are the most advanced predators on the planet, and they're not ashamed of being predators. They think that's a natural order. So predators who are ruthless will always survive, and that's what they discuss at the top think tanks.
And we can't recognize them because, what, maybe 1 out of 100 people is a psychopath, maybe 5 out of 100 is a sociopath, but they're conditioning the public to artificially create psychopaths and sociopaths, and it's come out in government documents. Most of the chemical and biological testing where they kill our own troops and people isn't to test the chemicals or biologicals. It's to test their scientists to see who enjoys killing people, who believes in justifies the means, to take them as seeders to then create larger cadres.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.